Let's turn to the KRDO Newsline now, joined by Sunny Smaldino with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Sunny, thank you so much for joining with us and continuing to talk about the threat of wildfire. And this is continuing on with a series of meetings that the CSFD has been hosting, trying to make sure that residents are as prepared and aware as possible.
Absolutely. And with this change in weather, you know, we've got to get that back top of mind. We hope the snow and the cooler weather didn't make anyone think that we lost the wildfire risk in the community, because it still exists and it'll be right back this week. So we are doing our Living with Wildfire Town Hall series for the month of June. The meetings are this Tuesday and Thursday, and next Tuesday and Thursday, all four of them will be at Rampart High School off Lexington Drive. And the meetings run from 6:30 to 8. All that information will be up on our website, and that's at coswildfireready.org. You can find those town hall meetings there. But we really want to stress that we can't look at the weather and just assume everything's going to be fine, because we had a little bit of rain or we had some snow. All of that goes away quickly here in our climate.
It sounds like you've tried to really set up geographically specific town hall meetings to deal with disseminating this information. Is that important? And if so, how and why?
So we really did try and make it convenient for people who could make it to that area of town. And also each area of town where we live, we cover 200 square miles as the fire department. So we have a varied response type in different areas of town. So the next meetings are going to be up for this. Anything that is basically north of Woodman to the city limits up through that Northgate area. And, all of that area is going to be these next four meetings. And those do have a little bit of different risk. They don't have as much timber and forested areas. So we want to talk about that and what those grass fire risks look like, because they have a little bit more of that threat up in the north side. So we really are trying to tailor it to what is the specific, you know, risk that is happening in those areas of town, and really address the questions that may be very different from one side of town to the other.
Absolutely. As you mentioned, you know, there's so many different climates just within Colorado Springs that it is definitely important to be aware of the risks of your area. And of course, you mentioned as well, even though we had some moisture, a little bit of snow earlier, that's since gone away, and we're looking at another week of hot, dry conditions. So that just urging residents to be aware and be precautions that anything doesn't spread to any potential fire risk.
Yeah, and it is beautiful to see everything green up and look great, but all that green stuff and all the extra the growth that we have, that dries out. So that's extra fuel that can feed a fire. So we do need to be mindful of that and appreciate what we have being green, and hopefully, and cross our fingers that we stay that way. We were really happy to see us go out of a burn ban into a restriction pretty quick, and hopefully we can keep that, you know, that trend going. But we don't want anybody to think that we're out of risk. It's not a fire season, it's a fire year round. Some of our biggest fires have been in December and January in the Colorado Springs area and historically. So we don't want anybody to think that it is changing. Our climate is what it is. It's dry, arid desert. So we enjoy those monsoonal flows that come through, but hopefully we'll cross our fingers we can get those back. So if you can talk to your weather people about that, we'd appreciate that.
But the monsoonal flows do come with sometimes the risk of lightning strikes. And I've remembered in the past summers that occasionally you will stage firefighters proactively in areas that may be up against in that urban interface area where you may have fields that might get lightning strikes. Is that something that you anticipate at least this year when we do get stormy weather?
Yeah, our operational team is always looking at what those, you know, the weather forecasts and what it looks like for that day, and where do we move resources that are going to be appropriate based on what we're getting from National Weather Service, and they're taking a look at what makes sense and what does that look like so that we have a quicker response to anything that happens. And so definitely when it's hot and windy and red flag and we're in extreme fire conditions, we are watching that west side and we're watching the east side and making sure that we're paying attention to where all of the resources are. We only have 23 fire stations in this big city. So we got to make sure that we're mindful of where we're putting all of our resources so that we're not depleting anything, from within the city limits, but being able to make that response time very fast.
Absolutely. Again, the Living with Wildfire series continuing. The next meetings are going to be at Rampart High School. What are the dates one more time?
We have Tuesday, Thursday this week. That's June 14 and 16. And Tuesday, Thursday next week, which is June 21, 23. And if you can't make the meeting, we'll be doing a Facebook live stream of all four of those meetings as well. So all the information is at coswildfireready.org. And you can go to the Town Hall Series page and all the information on those meetings and past meetings and recordings and how to get to Facebook Live. You don't have to have Facebook to watch that. So a lot of people ask us that. You just need to click on that link and you'll be able to view that.
Awesome. Well, Sunny, we appreciate the time and joining us here on KRDO News Radio. We will talk to you guys again next week.
Have a great week. Thank you.